Hey Krishna, doing what we don't feel like doing is not necessarily being superficial. Some people, whenever they are told, they suggested that they start something positive in their life, they say, "When I feel like doing it, I'll do it. I don't want to be superficial. I don't just want to make a show. I don't want to do things which I don't feel like doing. That will be superficial." Now, it's not necessarily true that if we do something which we don't feel like doing, that is being superficial. Now, if we have no intention of doing it at all, and we are doing it only for the sake of a show, then that is superficial. If somebody, say, goes to a temple, they have no interest in God, they have no interest in anything religious, they just go to a temple because it is a good photo op. They'll show on their Facebook that, "I'm such a nice person, I go to temple also." Which people may go once a year on Janmashtami. So they are being superficial. That means there is action, there is no emotion, and there is no interest also. There is no intention also. So when there is the action is only for the sake of show, that is superficiality. But sometimes, we have a interest in doing something. We recognize that this is important, and we know the importance of doing it. We want to do it. But sometimes our emotions come in the way. Sometimes, although we have resolved to do it, although we intend to do it, our feelings come in the way. So at that time, when we do something, even when we don't feel like doing it, we are not being superficial. In fact, we are going deep. The opposite of superficiality is actually depth, or we could say substantiality. And substantiality means we go to the substance and not just stay at the surface, from which the word superficial comes. So when we talk about practicing bhakti, now when we start striving to connect with Krishna through the practice of bhakti, that is the most substantial activity that we can do. Because Krishna, God, He is the ultimate substantial reality. He is the foundation of all of existence. And it is from Him that all existence emerges. And we ourselves, at our innermost core, are souls. So the substance of our consciousness is our spirituality. So practicing spirituality is practicing the spiritual level of spiritual life by connecting with Krishna. That is the most substantial thing that we can do. So therefore, actually, even if we sometimes don't feel like practicing bhakti, if we keep practicing, then that is not at all being superficial. That is actually being deep, being substantial. And by persevering in the action, even when there is an emotion not there, what we are doing is we are launching a two-pronged attack on that emotion, that unhealthy emotion that is there. We are attacking it from inside by our intention, which has temporarily become overcome by the emotion, and externally by our action. So the emotion which is obtrusive, which is distracting, we attack it externally by our right action, and we internally by trying to maintain the right intention. And when we do this, and gradually the emotion, the unhealthy emotion, the obtrusive emotion, it goes off. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita in the 14th chapter, when he talks about the three modes of material nature. He says these induce various emotions within us, and the wise people do not succumb to such emotions. He says in 14.22, he says, "Prakasham cha pravrittim cha mohameva cha pandava na dveshti sam pravrittani na nivrittani kaṃkṣati." उदासीन वदासीनो गुणैर्यो न विचाल्यते गुणावर्तन्तीत्येव योऽवतिष्ठति नेङ्गते. सो ही सेज प्रकाश प्रवृत्ति मोह, दीज आर सिम्टोमैटिक ऑफ द थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर, गुडनेस पैशन इग्नोरेंस. समटाइम्स वी फील इल्यूमिन्ड, समटाइम्स वी फील हाइपर एक्टिव, आई वांट टू डू दिस, आई वांट टू डू दैट. समटाइम्स वी फील व्हाट इज द नीड टू डू एनीथिंग, जस्ट फॉरगेट एवरीथिंग. सो ही सेज ऑल दीज इमोशंस दे कम इन अस. द वाइज पर्सन, दे सी दीज इमोशंस, they arrive, na dveshti sampravruttani na nivruttani kaṃkṣati. They don't, why am I feeling like this? They don't resent it. Nor when they go away, "Oh, why don't I feel like that now? Why am I feeling so angry right now? Why don't I feel peaceful at that time?" They say, no, udāsīna vadāsīno. They stay detached. Guṇayo na vichālyate. They understand by the modes, all these emotions are coming. Guṇā vartantityeva yo avatiṣṭhati nengate. They stay steadily situated, not affected by the flickering emotions created by the modes. And how can one do that? Krishna later talks about in 14.26, three verses later, that actually when we practice bhakti steadily, mam cha yogya vicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Is when we stay steadily on the spiritual platform, practicing bhakti without deviation, then that will enable us to transcend the modes. So when we try to practice bhakti, even if we don't feel like practicing it, that is not being superficial. That is actually launching a two-pronged attack on superficiality. The emotions of the mind are what are superficial to us as souls. So we attack those superficial emotions of the mind externally through the devotional actions, which connect us with Krishna externally, and internally through our devotional intentions, which invoke Krishna's presence. And gradually the superficial wavered emotions will go away, and the substantial attraction of the soul toward the supreme substantial reality Krishna will reign in our heart and flood it with eternal love and happiness. Thank you. Ray.